We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Did anybody in this room give up anything for Lent?
Has that started?
Yeah, when's that go down?
Oh my God, it's almost over, Aaron.
Oh, good deal. So we don't have to come up, we don't have to lose anything for Lent.
We're good.
One year I gave up meat for Lent. I did the whole 40 days. I lost a bunch of weight.
No meat at all.
No meat, yeah.
You were full on vegetarian. You still drank milk.
I did.
So you went like a vegan.
Yeah, just no meat. Yeah. Except for a couple times, like when you get a frozen pepperoni pizza and they have the big pepperonis, you pick them off, but sometimes they have the chopped up one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chopped up little.
So you still had a little bit?
A little. Unknowingly. But yeah, I lost a lot of weight.
You did?
Yeah. I was in like sixth grade.
I know people who've lost weight the other way, eating only meat.
Mm. Really?
The carnivore diet? Oh, for sure.
Oh,
it's
wow.
almost like the thing that your friend was on it.
You're right. Yeah, that thing.
It's not Atkins. It's one like
no, and there was like a big trend where
you just eat
keto.
Keto.
That one.
Where people were putting butter in their coffee.
Yes.
Weirdos.
Does your pee smell weird when you're on keto?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I remember going in for something else that was wrong with me, and they're like, I did a urine test, and I came out and they were like, oh, you're on the keto diet. And I'm like, what? And they're like, your body's in ketosis. And I'm like, welp, I'm not. What's another reason I'd be in ketosis?
Everyone in the waiting room can smell.
But anyway, like my son supposedly gave up sweets.
Oh, that's huge.
Isn't it though?
Yeah, sugar.
But I hit Costco and they have these little balls that taste like Thin Mints.
Oh, what?
Wait. Are they Girl Scout official? Because
I don't think so.
Oh, I saw like a Girl Scout mini. They're like snack size. Oh, they're not cookies, but they're like, little balls.
They might be official. Huh. I don't know. Costco has them. And I had the bag in my little secret stash of like sweets. And I just came around the corner and he was just like,
he was feral.
It
Lay
was
off
like,
me, I'm starving.
He was 100% that. It was like,
amazing.
I was going Smeagol, but he was closer to that. It's like,
holy smokes.
He was like, I gave up several other things too. So I don't know what else he gave up.
What he's going to go do?
You got to hedge your bets. I gave up booze one time.
Wow.
Which is really hard to do.
Yeah, and that's shocking that you even went there.
Well, because like my wedding anniversary is in the middle of there. That's what I gave up.
Marriage.
Being married. my ex-wife's birthday, my birthday, St. Patty's Day.
That's a lot.
That's a rough 40-day stretch to not drink.
Did you start going to mass all the time? Or like
constantly.
They give you booze.
Yes, money and whatever. That one doesn't count. Three masses a day. Nobody in this room gave up anything.
No.
No, my sister gave up TikTok.
Wow. That's as tough as sugar.
I'm standing with her in solitude.
You didn't give up TikTok?
Well,
have you ever downloaded TikTok?
No.
Wow.
You don't even have TikTok?
No, I don't.
I don't have an account. I just use the Slager and Steve account.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't even do that.
No.
You've literally never downloaded
it. Yeah, I act like an adult and I see everything a few weeks later on Instagram.
Loser.
Who's in the loop on TikTok for that? Like it's the Paul McCartney thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like everybody said Paul McCartney died a long time ago.
Yeah. Because
and this
walking
is a doppelganger.
Across Abbey Road. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
But now they're saying the same thing with what's her bucket?
Kate Middleton.
Yes.
There's a lot of theories.
She's gone.
Why'd
people
she
think
die?
That like I'm deep invested. You guys know I love the Royals. I don't care. I'm not ashamed.
You think Kate's dead?
No, but they're hiding something. I think William had an affair or something, and like there's some other kids.
Was he the ugly one or the good-looking one?
No, Harry's the good-looking one.
Okay.
And now
Harry's the one with Meghan.
Yeah. So now everyone is like, Harry and Meghan, they made the right call. Like, the royal family, they're up to something.
Because they put out a picture of Kate.
for Mother's Day.
Which Mother's Day is, by the way, just in case you're new to this whole thing, other countries celebrate Mother's Day. Like, I have people go, they got it wrong, they don't even know what Mother's Day is. It's like, relax. It's like...
They celebrate
I wasn't thinking that at all.
Yes, you
just
were.
So clear.
Why don't they celebrate July 4th in England?
So how did she get murdered?
We don't know if she's murdered, dude, they put out the worst. You got it. I don't even know. Steve might not have the eye for
no,
it.
No, he won't.
I fall for all the meme things.
Dude,
so.
Her picture, it's like... One of the kids' arm that has
his
chunk missing.
His finger is silly.
Because they doctored her to make her look human again or something. And like she's literally, she's not in this photo.
She hasn't been seen in public since Christmas.
Ooh.
Kate's.
And they said she had a planned abdominal surgery.
Yes.
But we're like, why is she still in the hospital recovering? It doesn't seem like it would be that long. And then they said, okay, she'll be seen on April 17th, exactly a month. And then they postponed that, I think, to June. And it's like,
she's dead,
what
man.
Are you guys hiding?
She's
Something's
dead.
Hiding.
Well, maybe she gave up public appearances for Lent.
No.
She got an early start on it?
They don't celebrate Lent at the same time in England. Dude, there's like 8 different places on the photo where you don't even have to be that. A couple of them people are down in the... somebody's showing it on TV right now, so we lost Steve. It's like, it's like, we did her! She's dead! I don't know what to do about it. Do we really care?
Yes.
Why do we care?
Because I need answers. Where is Kate? I need to know.
I want you guys to know that you're going to have to doctor a whole bunch of photos of me because when I win the Mighty Millions house... I'm never coming into work again.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, you hope. You,
you guys can come do the show with me out at my new $2.7 million home.
I gave up working for the rest of my life.
I've definitely given up working if I win that thing.
It's got like so many extra rooms in this house. You could turn them all into
extra?
Studios.
What do you mean extra?
Yeah.
One of them, Kate's in.
Okay. The studio.
I am housing Kate Middleton.
The runaway. So
it's $2.7 million. You get $875,000 in bonus cash.
Yeah.
To pay off the taxes and
Huge.
Stuff, to help with that stuff. Plus, there's all this other stuff. The real reason, like, I'm thinking about it right now, as much as I love my Tesla, I kind of miss having an Audi. And if you buy your tickets by Friday, you can win the Audi in Australia prize pack.
It's huge.
Wow.
Yes.
It's an Audi Q7 and 9 days in Melbourne. I don't know how to say the other places.
Sydney?
Oh, it's the middle one.
Yeah, no, I skipped that one because I don't know how to say it either.
And if you don't want to travel or have an Audi, they give you, you can win $100,000 in cash, and that comes with bonus cash as well.
Yeah, in fact, all the big prizes at the, during is covered with all the taxes.
Yes, so. They have the bonus cash for all those.
Yeah.
If you buy your tickets by Friday at midnight, you can be in on the VIP prize deadline. Get your tickets at MightyMillionsRaffle.com. If you know where Kate Middleton is, text us her location to 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
Am I a complete and total a-hole?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's get a look at traffic. Here's Aaron. If you think of me and my relationship with food and restaurants in the world, and more specifically the state of Colorado, you think of the finer establishments.
Mm-hmm.
Like... the Michelin star rated.
You're a snob, yeah.
I wouldn't say snob, but you know more restaurants. And they're nicer ones.
Thank you.
Than the rest of us would go to.
And you make sure that we always know about it, too. Like if you go somewhere new, or you always make sure that...
And you put down our choices, too.
Yeah.
You like poo-poo them.
And you always say that we can never get into where you're... These places that... Wish I could get you guys in, but...
I don't know if... You could understand my intent when I was starting this whole thing, but it wasn't really a jump on me kind of thing.
Oh,
it wasn't
that. That was on me.
No, we were saying other than that.
Oh. Oh. What's T-Hack? Steve?
Yes, yes.
Less so Aaron, but T-Hack and Steve. I want you both to know that I went to the motherland for you two.
Wait, hold on. You did not include me, so it's not Culver's?
No.
What's a Midwestern?
Yeah, what else is?
No, it's not Midwestern.
Oh.
It's
you had pizza at Casey's.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Olive Garden.
Wow.
What
took 3 guesses before we got?
We got
it did. Like
I don't
like,
know any other restaurants that we went through all of them.
It's like Culver's. No.
Do they make other restaurants? I don't know.
I literally got lured in
to
Olive Garden. It, like, ooh. I was convinced that it was time that my... So, I don't know if I've made this clear, but, like, my snootiness is rubbing off on my son.
Oh, no.
And we're at a place where, like, his mother is taking his sister on a trip. So... He's been talking about, like, well, they're on a trip. We're going to hit Ocean Prime. We're going to hit Sushi Sasa. We're going to hit, like, and he's rattling off $300 tab, $250 tab.
And you're going to pay for the whole thing.
Exactly.
Let's go, Dad.
So it was brought to my attention that this is my fault.
Wow.
You enabled it a little bit.
He doesn't know any other food. Right. He doesn't understand anything else. And I was like, how do I wean him backwards? How do I teach him? I want him to feel like he's getting family time and like we're bonding as father and son or whatever. And I was like, stop right there. When you're here, you're family.
Okay.
Olive Garden.
Yes, that's their big, yeah, okay.
How do you people shove that swill into your stupid cake holes? What in God's name?
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Isn't that their old tagline?
Oh, my God.
How do you people?
It's like, you like salad? Because we'll bring you a crap ton of it. I'm like, yeah, do you have good salad? I'm like, no, just this.
Wait, their dressing's really good.
Oh, my God. No. But it's iceberg lettuce. It's not even good.
And you would think, because I love iceberg lettuce, but when I do order there to go, when I go pick it up, I always say, keep your lettuce, keep your utensils, keep whatever you want to push it on me. Because I can't
breadsticks
do.
Uncooked.
Give me those.
I'm like, you want some dipping sauce with that? That'll be extra. I'm like, extra? What do you? You're going to give me all the cholesterol-inducing carbohydrates I can handle, but if I just want to splash a marinara on it, that's extra.
No, you want the creamy sauce. That's the best.
No. Yes, you don't like, want a boat Alfredo? We call that the Steve. There's a plaque to you.
There's one for the owner. It lets you know who the owner manager is.
It's literally in stone on the outside of the building. I'm like, how did they get that out? Because I'm getting this guy fired tonight.
But then you're right. They have my name right.
It's like Steve. And I was at the Thornton one. I'm like, you haven't even been up there. You're such a legend.
It's an honorary.
Yeah, any restaurant that has boat as a size, I'm a fan. I don't even need to. Like, yeah, give me that.
Okay, so
I'll take two.
I'm willing to go back. One more time. Did I miss something at Olive Garden?
What did you get?
I got chicken parm.
Oh, and
what do you mean?
It's fine.
I'm like, trying to figure it out. I'm like, I remember because I've never been to Red Lobster ever in my life. I've never been either. What?
Yeah.
And so they had shrimp scampi on the menu. And I remember growing up in Longmont, not having a lot of money, not having a Red Lobster, going, someday I'm going to go. I'm going to have shrimp scampi. And it's going to be incredible. And like, no.
It comes in like a paper cup.
Yeah, no, it was horrifying. I watched them bringing it to other tables. I'm like, you know when you're at a Mexican restaurant and somebody walks by with the fajitas and you're like, oh,
yeah.
That smells so good. The scampi walks by, you're like,
whatever.
you got to get it in the boat.
And you get the cheese. You get the cheese biscuit, the cheddar biscuits. Yeah.
I've never had a cheddar biscuit.
I actually have had those because they sell, you can bake them at home and they have a gluten-free mix.
Dude, you should have at least had the cheddar biscuit.
I'm going to say this. I didn't feel like family while I was there because she came up and she's like, you want some extra parm on your chicken parm? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, but it's chicken parm. I'm like, got it. I want extra. So she turned her little thing like three times. She's like, say when. And I'm like, oh, yeah. You're not even close.
You chicken parm people don't deserve it.
Oh, dude. So she left a pile and I ran her out and she's like, do you want me to get more? And I'm like, I guess not. What if I want a pile of parm?
A pile of parm.
So I can have all the salad and breadsticks I want.
A pile of parm.
Just tell me what I'm supposed to get. I'll go back. We can all go together.
Everything that you did that you got.
What do you get? You honestly just get Alfredo?
Well, I get the lasagna classico with the three meatballs on there.
Do you really? You.
Yeah.
Not Alfredo.
Yeah, I'll still get the Alfredo.
They just hook him up with an IV.
I just wheel it around.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Other people's problems, you got them, we'll fix them or make them worse. Well. Meg has hit a stale spot in her marriage, but she's got an idea.
Cool.
Meg?
Tell us, give us a little backstory and tell us what your idea is here.
Well, okay, so I've been married quite some time, and I guess you could call it very vanilla at this point. Okay. There's really, the spark has kind of left the building, and I don't know, I just want to bring that back. And all my friends say that jealousy is the way to do it. I need to...
Hold on.
You know.
Jealous? Like...
Here we go.
I was going three-way swinging. Okay.
Jealousy.
Okay.
Well, I'm going off the advice of, you know, my sister, some friends, book club. So they said, you know, flirt in front of him with the checkout guy at the grocery, with the doorman at the concert. Tell him that, you know, guys are hitting on me at work, which, you know, it could be slightly true. And,
is it true? Is it true? If guys are hitting on you at work, I don't know. Steve, you're, again, it's one of those ones where you're an anomaly because you like that. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I'd rather you tell me than not tell me to find out. Like, when I see the physical chemistry between you and one of your coworkers, and it's like, hey, how come you haven't mentioned that whole weird
interesting.
Little... Interesting. So is somebody hitting on you at work?
Well, that's kind of, you know, there's like a fella who it just has said like, oh, you look so pretty today. And I think maybe he has like a little crush, but he's younger than me. It's no big deal.
Okay.
It just makes you feel alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if you're using that as ammunition to fuel what I feel is a negative emotion in a relationship, jealousy is not. I don't know. I mean, I think all the people who go jealousy really can like, it's like, that's not a healthy, you know what else would bring you guys together? Cocaine.
Okay.
You
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
There's a lot of unhealthy things.
Ew, yeah.
Yeah, but
I know.
I'm not saying, I mean.
But men are territorial, right? Like, should I give this a try? Has anybody tried it and kept the relationship alive?
So you haven't tried, that's you funny. Haven't told them about the boy who tells you you're pretty yet?
No. This is just a new idea.
Okay.
I haven't done any of this.
Good.
With the full-on shutdown, it's like, yeah, so far all your ideas are bad. Well, hang on while we get some real people to help you. Okay, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Two different avenues here. I think one is... Is a jealousy thing a good idea? Steve's basically shut it down, but like, if somebody's tried it, sure, we'll talk to you.
Right.
What else can, that's avenue two, is what else can Meg do short of, I just, like, not everybody's cut out. I'm not cut out to be like a swinger, dude. I can't.
Okay.
I mean, could you? Are you?
You know, it sounds great on the surface, but when you actually get involved in it, it's not as great as everyone thinks.
Because
it's
like, here, everyone, here's my girl.
Right. It's just,
hand her back to me later.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah. This is your big push, though. You haven't tried. I mean, it's not. I don't think you guys need counseling. Like, you have a good sort of relationship. It's just flat. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. You know, I use the word vanilla because it's so plain and boring, you know?
And those compliments you get from the guys at work, you need them to come from him. You just need those. You know what? He stopped pitching woo.
What's so weird is T-Hack does a good job of pitching woo to his wife. And even though you've never been the commitment guy, you've always said that. It's like, hey, dudes, just so you know, if you don't pitch woo, I will.
Yeah, I'll come in and do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, and then I'll just leave.
See? And just destroy everything even worse. But Meg, I love where your head's at. You see maybe a problem in your relationship. You're not owning the problem. You're not putting it on his plate either. You just want to see ways to just, you know, snazz things up. And that's awesome.
Would this work on you?
Yeah, it would tell me like, oh my gosh, Meg, I'm dropping the ball on my end here. I'm not holding up. I'm not doing the special little things that make you feel special and make
finding out other guys are hitting on her. Or like, if she lingered too long with the door guy at the concert, like she talked about, that wouldn't upset you.
It would open my eyes.
Wow.
I know. Things
we are
like that.
Totally different people.
I know, but it's weird that would have to be her to open my eyes. It should never be that way.
Right. It would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I just feel like it will remind him that I'm, you know.
Slacker would want to fight him, though. That's the only.
A little. No, I'd be mad at her. Yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing? We're out at a concert together. Wait, why are you?
And you're playing these games.
Why are you talking to this
Clearly
dude?
You're doing these things. Yeah,
if you're playing a game, gross. If you're not playing a game, then are we just done? Like, I don't, we're out together. Okay. What are you doing?
That's where I would self-examine myself and what I'm not doing anymore or what I'm doing or.
That's so funny. I think people listening would think I would be the introspective one, but I'm not. I would just be like, you're wrong in some way. We have to figure out which one it is.
This sucks. I don't want to be here anymore. And it's you're wrong.
Yeah,
it's your
somehow
fault.
I'm still right. He does have to come to the table, and we need to find a way to get him to come to the table more. Meg, but I'm a little bit on Steve's side with, like, I don't know that this is the right way. You know him better than anybody. Do you think that'll work? Do you think he'll be happy
with it? He'll step up and protect his lady.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. He's not like a fighter. He's not gonna get,
Okay.
Easy, all right. But
that's actually good.
Know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hang on. We're gonna talk about you behind your back. Don't move.
Yeah. I know. I like her. She.
I
she's
think
self-aware.
This works on more guys than it doesn't. If.
But wait, I'm sorry. What'd you? Well,
I think it. I think this probably works.
It does.
It's gross.
Okay. Okay.
It would not work on me. Like I said, I would just be like, one, if I found out it was a game. Like if you. If anyone is ever dating me in the future, just know that if you've got one of those cutesy little relationship tests that you want to run on me, I find out you tested me, you're never going to talk to me again.
That is true.
I don't like games.
Right.
Just let's be together or let's not. If you're genuinely sort of enamored with the bouncer and want to talk to him a little bit, then that's another thing entirely where I'm like, hey, aren't we out? Like, I thought we were out. And it's not that you're not allowed to talk to anybody else. It's when you linger.
There it is.
It's when you, it's like, okay, well, if you'd rather be with him, there are plenty of other people at this concert for me. So how about I go do that too then?
True, but you went there so fast. I get it.
I know, but it's like, I don't want to play a game. Where Amen. It's like, hey, you're going to flirt and that's going to, I'm going to chase you. Like, let's just chase each other naturally. And if we don't.
Then
let's
there
just
is.
Not.
There it is. Okay.
But the weird thing about you is you've always said, I go out to a bar, guys are buying my lady drinks. I like that because I know she's coming on with me. I don't like that. I don't like
you
that.
You don't like when men lust after or your stuff, your things, your,
I don't think of women as a thing.
I didn't say the whole word.
Well, you walked close enough that the angry texts are already coming in.
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, if you've got advice for Meg, she wants to try jealousy as a way to add a spark to a relationship.
Yeah.
Yes or no on that. And if it's a no, if you have any other ideas on how to make it less vanilla, 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We're trying to help Meg out. Her relationship has kind of hit like a little...
Yeah.
She used the word vanilla.
Yes. And that's huge.
So her coworkers, her friends, her girlfriends have all gotten together and said, try a little jealousy. Mm-hmm. Try making him think that there's dudes hitting on you everywhere you go, that there's a fella at work who wants a piece of you. I don't think that's a good idea.
Right.
But if you have, if you've tried that, great. Or if you have other suggestions on what could possibly be a good idea to save the spark in their relationship.
So far, texters are agreeing. She needs to flirt in front of
her. Oh, God. Rebecca?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that trying to make him jealous is just not going to be helpful in any way and just going to create problems. I would say have a conversation and say, hey, I'd like to spice up our sex life. There's not a lot of men out there who are going to be like, no, I don't want that.
Gross!
No!
Why would anyone want better relations?
Right?
That's a good idea.
I mean, and if she doesn't have ideas, there's about a million books and websites of things that they could go on and do a checklist together of like, hey, we've never tried this. It doesn't have to be creating a bad emotion in your partner. It can be creating a positive emotion like, hey, I'm feeling it. Let's do a thing.
Have you been through this? Have you gotten the spark back in a relationship?
Sorry, I don't let the spark go away, generally speaking, so wrong person to ask.
Right, okay, so you just keep it going. Like, you're not a person to wait to almost run out of gas and then make a run to the gas station. You're topped off all the time.
I mean, if it feels like the gas is getting a little bit low, yeah, I'm probably going to make a stop at the station and, you know, see what we can do about that. That's, you know, okay. Why wait till it gets there?
Wow. Okay. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Phil.
Yay.
Yay. What advice do you have?
So, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
To it every afternoon. You know what? I'm kind of with you a little bit on this, Slacker. Not that I'm jealous, but I just think a good sit down conversation, and be honest, share what you're at. I don't really like the whole jealousy thing, even though I'm not jealous. Many guys buy my wife drinks, and it doesn't bother me. But when we're very secure in our relationship, so that's not a problem.
You don't get territorial when some dude's buying your wife a drink.
Nope.
Okay, good for you. Congrats. I mean, I do. I don't know what else to say.
I don't. Now, if he's flirting with her, but she knows. She's smart enough to know not to let it get too far. But if some guy just wants to buy her a drink, I don't have a problem with that. That's fine. You know, she'll let him know she's married and she's with me and she plans on going home with me.
Boom.
So it doesn't, but we've also been married 46 years.
Oh, yeah, so, you got that thing locked down.
Yeah, so but I don't like the whole play games with a jealousy. I'm with you on that, Flacker.
It's just a terrible idea. But thank you for the call. Absolutely. I mean, having a conversation seems to be the answer to most of our OPPs. Ashley?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So I struggle. I will start by saying I identify as a queer woman.
Okay.
I think she sounds thirsty, and I think that she sounds like majority of women where guys just kind of fizzle out with the effort. So maybe she needs to go to him and say, honey, what excites you? Or, you know, maybe he just needs to step up the plate and put some effort in. I think the jealousy thing is not a good idea.
So just sometimes it's tough for people who aren't out there with their what they actually like to answer that question, like what excites you.
Totally.
I think that's where they're at. I don't think either one of them has the courage to go, hey, I really like it when you whatever.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like you have that tattooed on your body somewhere as a list of instructions.
Yeah, with very detailed instructions. No, I think that that's half the battle in a relationship is coming to the table and being able to communicate about what you want and what you need. And if your needs aren't being met, I don't care how long you've been together, right? Because I think that's part of being in an active relationship is maintaining that level of communication and saying, what do you need from me? And if she's needing some intimacy or spicy or something to make her feel desired the way that she once was, I don't think that's all on her, but, you know, I think she could definitely help bring him to the table because, I don't know, guys sometimes seem like they're shy.
It just feels to me like, and I'm not trying to equate relationships with training an animal, but somebody had said that earlier, you get more flies with honey than you do with, like, if you're training a dog and all you do is hit them when they do something wrong, they're not going to learn the good stuff. Mm-mm. Teaching this dude to push the right buttons is the right thing. Making him jealous when he's not pushing the right buttons is going to get you divorced.
Okay.
Take it from me. I got a pile of divorces.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
I need help from probably the listeners of this show, because I don't think anybody in this room, although Aaron is already Googling.
I've been Googling for so long.
I want to watch, and I know Steve has movies like this. The movie Angels in the Outfield came up the other day, because it's kind of that time where baseball gets in your brain.
Oh, yeah.
And you just don't. Oh, yeah. Some of the best movies ever made are baseball. I don't like baseball.
You hate, you loathe baseball.
But baseball movies.
You're a huge fan.
Am I wrong? Is Field of Dreams not one of the greatest movies starring yes. T-Hack's family?
Woo! They were in the actual end of the movie.
Iowa. Iowa. Okay.
This is not a time for the Iowa chant. Oh my God, look at the cars on 25 like swerving to the Iowa chant. They're all like, doing it, Iowa. No, they're not. I think
it's all we have.
That's a great movie. One of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, you're right. So good.
You're being serious, right?
No, I've never seen it.
If you read the book, it's horrible.
The book is horrible.
The person that did the adaptation for the screenplay, brilliant.
Oh, because he took a dirge of a book and turned it into
something.
Okay, wonderful. As long as we're on Kevin Costner, Bull Durham.
Another classic.
Incredible movie. Yeah. Susan Sarandon, not in my wheelhouse of attractive women.
At all.
So sexy in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
On the breakfast table, you just want to.
Oh!
Yeah. I'll get. Well, look at you. Okay.
The Rookie. Old man, dude, like, it's goes true, back in and pitches.
He's like a high school teacher, right?
He
in
was.
The beginning, is that what he is?
I don't remember what he is. But he was a great pitcher and then screwed up in high school and then, like, healed over so much time that he goes back in the majors, give him a look.
They gave him another, he got to play another couple of seasons, too.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's unbelievable.
I'll give you that.
Okay, all these movies, great. I watched Moneyball again. It's just a bunch of stupid math, but it's like Jonah Hill's great. Yep. Brad Pitt's amazing. Yep. Unbelievable.
Who's the real hunk in that movie, though?
It's rough. But so I don't like the Wild Thing movies, though, whatever those are called.
Oh, the Major League.
Those are terrible. If you like those movies, you're trash. Go away.
BT Heck, we're trash.
Ooh, yeah, interesting.
They are the ranch dressing of baseball movies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're for people who don't really like baseball. It's like, but I want to watch Angels in the Outfield.
You just said you don't like baseball.
I don't like baseball. They don't like baseball movies or something. Like, you like, it's for people who just want to watch what all those 80s movies were. It's like Pretty in Pink. It's like 16 Candles in a baseball movie. It's like John Hughes made a baseball movie.
Okay.
It's not good.
You're right.
Like, I still want some realism in it and some of the baseball. Even League of Their Own is freaking...
Oh, another great
favorite.
One.
Yeah. I will watch that every single day.
Something's not crying in baseball.
Yes.
Great movie. I want to watch Angels in the Outfield. I'm willing to throw money at it.
That's a what's-his-name vehicle from Tony...
Tony Danza, I remember vaguely being in it. It came up because I was listening to Green Lights again.
Okay, with McConaughey.
Do you even remember this? He's an outfielder.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Yes. He's in a slump or something, right?
Something.
In the movie. I used to watch Angels in the Outfield all the time growing up. It's one of my favorite movies.
Look at Steve's face, because he's not a star. It's like he was kind of on the verge of being a star or whatever, and then he was like, I can take this one movie to do this. He's like, or I can go and like I can just stand in the outfield and play baseball, which I love playing anyway.
Wow.
He went and took this movie for very little money. He's like, but Jesus, hunk of a man in center field.
Didn't even know that.
I know.
Wow.
But it's like Joseph Gordon-Levitt is like an embryo in this movie.
Yes. So cute.
Danny Glover's in it. He's the coach?
Yes!
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah. That's right.
I want to watch this movie right now. You cannot watch. It's a Disney movie. It's not on Disney Plus. Turner, I think Ted Turner from TNT and TBS owns it. Can't watch it. This movie, I tried to throw money at it on Amazon. I ended up buying a 1951 version of the movie. It's not the same movie.
Other movies do that too. In fact, if you go to YouTube, I bet you they'll have like a minute-long scene from the movie or a two-minute-long scene.
Yes, and I fell into that trap, but it's jumping all over the place.
Yes,
it's all like, we're in the race for the pennant. And you're like, I just started the movie. Why are we there? Like, there's nothing. Or there's a Spanish version on YouTube.
But how come they won't allow it to be released to everybody?
There's got to be some sort of, not copyright, but some sort of restriction. I have literally been looking since you guys started talking. Can't find it anywhere.
OMG.
And you're like, there's that Matt Dillon movie that you want.
The Flamingo Kid.
Where are these movies?
Yes,
we have money. We will wallet flog somebody. But here's what I don't have. I don't have a DVD player. So if somebody has a DVD.
I think that's your only option.
I have a conversion.
No, it can't be.
I have a converter. It would convert VHS movies to digital. Yes.
Or VHS to DVD?
Yes, that. Or
but I still wouldn't have a DVD player.
Yes, a DVD player. Yeah, it does both. It does it all.
It can convert things.
Yep.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
I gave you,
yep,
when I became a father.
That's why I bought the...
I gave you a duffel bag full of VHS porn.
You did, sir.
Please, for the love of God, tell me you
That's
haven't been...
That's what I'm about to get for. Dude!
Can we find a way? Do I have to fly? What if I went to another country? Can I watch it?
Maybe.
Because you know what I'm saying? Okay.
What, a Honduras?
Okay.
No, you just change the VPN, not VPN.
Yes.
Oh, yours is Vietnam.
No, but I
you
so.
You gotta go to Vietnam.
Here's the thing. This is how far I've gone when I'm obsessed with something. So Aaron got me into the Great British Bake Off.
Which there are episodes that are only airing the celebrity ones that only air in the UK. So I need to borrow your
my
system.
VPN.
Yeah.
So she told me there's a season where everything blows up and everything gets crazy and you can't get it in America.
You can't.
So I had to open an Amazon account in Great Britain, buy myself a gift card in euros or whatever, send it to my Amazon account there, sign in through a VPN, and then I watch it on my computer pretending I'm sitting in London.
What the hell is that?
I'm willing to do that for Angels in the Outfield.
Slacker and Steve.
105.9. Slacker and Steve are now anywhere you are.
Anytime you want.
Wherever you go.
Listening on the app is so easy. I listen anytime I want now.
Take the guys with you on the go with the free Odyssey app.
Download now in the App Store or from Google Play.
I listen every day.
Alice 105.9.
I think I have good news, everyone, but yeah. I need you to be the judge.
You be the judge.
Yeah, you
don't. What?
I think
how
I have
you,
a hobby.
First off, Yeah. Okay, I understand why it's a question now. I was like, how do you question what's good news? But now I get it.
Because it's T-Hack and he's real insecure about things like this.
No, I just trust your opinions.
Thank you.
I'm plenty secure. Why would you say that?
You've admitted on the show that even A-Hack, like, you're a needy mofo. You're probably the neediest person in this room, which is weird.
He has confidence in his insecurities.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So your hobby, can I guess what your hobby is?
Sure.
Watching terrible shows on Netflix. No, that's a hobby.
It's also not on Netflix.
Wait, the prison thing's not on Netflix?
No.
What's it on?
It's just on YouTube TV. We record it.
It's not on Netflix?
No, it's called Love After Lockup, and it just I don't even know what channel it's on, some weird channel, but we record it.
How do you record
on VHS? No, you just you set your DVR. You have unlimited when you have YouTube TV. It's like unlimited to record any show you want.
But if it's on YouTube, you don't have to record it. You just go to it.
No, YouTube TV.
It's separate.
I use.
But still on YouTube TV, can't you just go to things?
No, because yes and no. This one, no.
Yeah, some
it
stuff.
It has to be live or you record it.
I'm technology guy, yes, and I don't understand what you're talking about. I understand. Like,
this is why it's like a hobby.
But hear me out. Netflix is Netflix, and then you can also, oh my God, I'm going to be at 30,000 feet for 8 hours flying to London. Mm-hmm. I'm going to download a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Isn't YouTube TV the same as like I can just go watch anything on YouTube? But like you're saying shows still run from 7 to 8 at night and you have to like have this pretend DVR. Like they're just throwing it up on their server at 7 o'clock at night. It's not like there's a live show happening on YouTube at that time.
There is. It's YouTube TV. It's the service we use. And it has TV channels. It's live TV.
It's not live TV because they're not walking around with a camera into prisons. Like they've pre-recorded that show, so they've just got it on a server. But you're saying at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays they show it. So if you're not there at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, you have to do this virtual. It's just an extra stupid.
Some reason, not everything is just available on demand. Some things are. But some part of the hobby is searching what's available. What's not.
That hobby sucks.
But this wasn't it. This wasn't the
Can I hijack your hobby real quick?
Yeah.
You haven't already?
Speaking of this, I just dropped $90 on my hobby, my new hobby. Mm. I'm so into it, you guys. Please don't give me that look. I am now officially
pickleball.
A what?
Pickleball.
No, pickleball.
I don't know.
I don't think I can. I want to, though.
It's an athletic thing, so he's probably not. What?
The pot said to the kettle?
All right.
Jeez.
I was going to say what my hobby is, but now I have some other thing. Nope. A different thing just happened. A different thing just happened.
Wait, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a new pay-per-view special coming out. It is a pickleball match to the death between Steve and myself. I'm on two blown meniscuses and no cartilage in my knees, and I will smoke you. You call me out for my athleticism sitting over there, and you think I'm not coming back at you?
I would just sit up in a little
Aaron,
square.
Aaron, Tiak, set this up.
I gladly will.
Find
I'm
us
dying
a pickleball
to play.
Court.
Wait. Is that the one where you just stand there? I can do that one.
It's not just standing there. No, we're playing pickleball.
I don't have to run.
Me v you.
No, four square.
No,
I'll do four square.
No,
because you just stand
we're playing
there.
Pickleball.
It's the same as four
Dude,
square.
Really I'll is. Give you a month to prepare.
We're staring at my gut. You a month and a half.
All right, whoever your Ozempic doc is, you better triple up the dosage.
Dude, they still haven't dialed me in yet.
Well, they're gonna have to dial. We are going at it. I swear to God, I'm taking you out.
No,
like,
I'll be in the
I'm
band.
Gonna say.
You'll be a member of the band.
I'm gonna give you till May 5th.
Is it not fair because you've been playing pickleball?
I've never played pickleball. I've never played pickleball in my life.
That was his new hobby.
No, played pickleball.
Okay, what cost $90 at a hobby? You spent $90.
I spent $90 for a year subscription so I can watch in car cameras to every single car on the F1 circuit. I am officially an F1 supporter. I am doing everything I can to go watch the F1 races in Austin.
They're coming. Yeah,
wow.
They're here.
They don't come to Denver.
No, but they come.
Because we don't have any tracks here, right?
No, it's on the streets. They did a Grand Prix in Denver way back in the
God.
Day.
Did I just hear Grand Prix?
That's how you pronounce it, J-Hole.
You're a Grand Prix guy all the way up until like what?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Lightning McQueen says Grand Prix.
You spent $90 or 90 euros?
Yes. Good. Yes.
On my way in to work today, I stopped and got a croissant.
Okay. It's over. Whatever.
You're driving on the wrong side.
They did a Grand Prix in Denver way back in the day.
You sound so pretentious.
And it went around like by Ball Arena. It was called Pepsi Center back in the day.
What?
It was, but it wasn't F1. It's open wheel.
Cars.
No.
Dude,
oh my God! Better than McLaren, better than Red Bull.
Speaking of YouTube, I watched a video where they put F1 car against the American Indy cars. Oh, it wasn't even a contest.
It was a champ car race in Denver in 1909.
No, it wasn't in 1909.
That's what it says.
There was
nearby Brighton.
There was a Grand Prix in
the Grand Prix of Denver.
No,
was
it was
a champ car.
It was an
different?
Open wheel like Indy cars or. There was definitely a Grand Prix.
Right.
Downtown?
Well, yes, it was downtown.
For your age.
Wait.
We've lost control of the show.
Oh, wait, 2006. I see.
Yes, there you go.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and so the Grand Prix, there's either tracks that are already made for it.
Yes.
But then there's city courses, like Monaco's a city
yes,
course where everybody
do.
Backs
Barriers,
their yachts up.
You're right.
It was so exciting we had to wait 100 years to do another one.
Good point. Real quick, you saw the Iron Man movies? That was the Grand Prix. That was in Monaco. The whole thing. The boats back up. They park
yes.
there.
Yeah.
Know,
I'm trying
town.
To see if
now
there's...
I'm interested. Let's
okay.
talk about Iron Man.
If anybody listening has access to Grand Prix things that they want me to go with them, I would happily go to Monaco with you. I'll sit on your private jet.
Okay.
I'll sit on your yacht.
Yeah.
I'll even serve you drinks and stuff while on your private... I just want access to Grand Prix things.
You got to have $1 billion.
I know. I don't have that. I'm
90.
Looking for somebody listening to the show who will...
You get a
what? Yes, I will wear your logos.
I actually know someone who changes the... They're in the pit crew.
Not for Grand Prix, though.
I don't know what he
no,
does.
No, they're probably
There's cars.
NASCAR.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if it's NASCAR, then it's cool.
It's not cool.
F1.
F1, anyway.
What's wrong with IndyCar?
You come to my house for a Grand Prix race.
So you can really go inside
the
cockpit?
I can go inside anybody's
car. Can you
throw a
party?
Not for anybody in the room who's made fun of the way I say Grand Prix.
I
or said that I was around in 1909. Pretty much excludes everybody.
I was just confused. I wasn't...
But you're right. 100 years.
Wait, hold on. Tiak, what is your hobby?
We don't have time to find out what his hobby is. But we will find out TX Hobby, and we'll talk to you about where I'm going for the Grand Prix.
Oh, God.
Next. So far, nobody's texted in to 51059 inviting me to Monaco or to Qatar.
Oh, is that where you're going next?
There
is
are a Grand Prix races. Who's the best Grand Prix driver, Steve? Do you know?
There was a Schumacher guy like forever ago.
Michael Schumacher was very famous. His kid raced a little bit last season, I believe.
Oh, he's old enough to have a kid now in the Grand Prix.
Yes, in the Grand Prix. The best driver is Max Verstappen, actually.
What country was he out of?
I believe he's Dutch.
And what number is it?
It's not about the number. He's in the Red Bull car.
I think it's actually Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton won a bunch of championships, but Lewis is getting his ass kicked the last 2 years by the Red Bull racing team. Lewis drives for Mercedes, but is no longer the front runner.
Dude, picking Red Bull is just so easy. It's not easy.
They were not the number one
they
dude.
They are now.
The head of their racing.
I like how you just go and
God, what's his name? I forget his name. Christian. Christian is involved in a bit of a scandal. He's married to one of the Spice Girls. He's married to Jerry.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Which Spice?
Jerry Halliwell, whatever. Is she sport? She's Spicy Spice?
No, she was.
This whole thing started. TX was going to tell us about his hobby.
Yes.
But instead, we've morphed into just F1 talk.
F1 talk.
My hobby's getting a word in it.
Your hobby's not going well.
Yeah. So we've talked before about how I'm very into sneakers and stuff, and we've kind of agreed that I don't know that that's really a hobby.
It's a collection more than a hobby.
Yes. But I think I've turned it into a hobby. So within sneakers, just like I assume Steve with collecting, I don't want to call them toys. It sounds offensive, but whatever.
Just real quick, do you happen to know what kind of shoes the F1 drivers wear?
They're wrestling shoes.
I don't know what they are, but they kind of look like wrestling
shoes.
They
do. They're comfortable.
Let's look that up. Let's talk about that.
Anyway, back to.
But whenever you're like in the toy action figure community, there's like different sects, and the same thing happens with sects.
Oh,
it's a lot of a lot of consonants all together. But there's like for sneakers, there's the collectors, there's the vintage guys, there's the resellers, and there's also the rejuvenators, the like redoing the shoes, like fixing them up, restoring them.
Okay.
And so I've dabbled in all the sects before, but this is
taking a really long time. And can I just point something out? Mm-hmm. You guys made fun of me for saying Grand Prix, but you're not giving him any crap for saying sex.
Well, because his was more like a lisp, and I can't make fun of that.
Speaking of lisps, Max Verstappen, the number one driver, he's got a weird little lisp.
He's Belgian and Dutch, by the way. You were right.
Okay. Is he Belgian and Dutch? Did you look him up? Okay.
Yeah. So I've gotten into the restoring.
Do we know what kind of shoes he wears, though?
We don't.
They wear called race car shoes. Driver shoes.
You're listening to Slacker and Steve. If you need information, go somewhere else.
Racing shoes.
She okay. Said driver. So which sex are you honing in on?
So I've gotten into the restoring. Because I have a ton of shoes from all over my life, and I held on to them for so long, but I don't wear them anymore because they're all beat up because I wore them into the ground. But then I got deep into the rabbit hole of people restoring shoes.
Okay.
And realized I can do it. I can do this. You paint the midsoles.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there's stuff you put on the bottom to bring
but
the glow
really
back.
But it's really satisfying because it's like in Toy Story, where the guy restores Woody.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so satisfying.
Oh, God. It one is. Of my favorite scenes.
Exactly.
It's when he paints over Andy's name at the bottom of the
he
boot.
He does with one stroke. It's just like,
stroke.
Bye, Andy!
Yes.
And makes his eyes all shiny.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of shiny eyes, Charles Leclerc, who drives for Ferrari, sorry, keep going.
Well, within the restoring community, there's also this thing. It's called Neo Vintage. And I wanted to know if Steve knew anything about this because it says it has hit the toy. It sounds so, I don't know what else to call it.
I just want everybody to know my F1 talk is way more interesting than where you're going right now.
Mine would be better if I could string it all together. You're hearing it in pieces. It's unfair. But it's where you restore something that is new, but it looks like it's vintage.
Oh.
So it's like you...
So you make it look a little distressed?
Exactly. Kind of, yeah. So like for a sneaker, for example, instead of putting white laces, there are like these creamy laces that you put in to make it look like if you actually bought the shoe in 85 and had it
Oh, then it so would it's like weathered.
Exactly. Okay. Doing that kind of thing. And I want, have you ever come across that in toys at all? Is that a thing? Like,
yeah.
You don't want to, or even people
I thought in toys you
new,
want mint in box.
You kind of do, but I understand where T-Hack is saying you kind of want that slightly not beat the crap.
It's not patina, but like it's, a, it's what he's talking about. Like my toy is that like sat by the sun. The white part of yes. Buzz Lightyear
faded
looks like
and,
there was yeah. a smoker in the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a little
and
yellow
if, and
on
if
it.
If you were to see a brand new Buzz Lightyear, is that what you said, Buzz
yes.
Lightyear? It wouldn't be, you'd be like, it looks off.
Yes.
It doesn't look
right.
like mine.
Yes.
Right.
Because it was aged. So, yes. so that's the thing. So I've been getting into that.
Okay.
I want it, so it's still shoe adjacent, but I realize I don't know if this is a hobby. I'm just cleaning shoes. Is that, does that count? I'm just kind of, I'm just like got a toothbrush and I'm scrubbing. Mm. Like it's still...
Feels like
do
you
I
could
have
get,
a hobby?
You could get like a giant chair and go out to DIA yeah. and like and wait for.
It feels like maybe a job I'm better.
Yeah, no, it feels
for.
Like a second job. And if you keep bringing you know content like this to the show, yeah. might be your first job. Could you clean a race car shoe? Do you think?
Perhaps, yeah.
Like if Checo, the second driver for Red Bull, happened to stop by, do you think maybe you could clean his shoes? Or
I could.
Could you vintage those shoes up?
I could do it.
Yeah. I hope they get suspended.
All I'm saying is, if you guys, if I have a Red Bull like F1 party at my house, will you come?
Oh, absolutely.
Steve?
No.
I was. This was just a test because none of you bastards are invited to my house.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story of some bank robbers who decided to use pepper spray but didn't think about the ventilation system.
Oh, that's not going to go
well. It doesn't go well, sir.
I have a guy who decided to make nachos by lighting a bag of chips on fire.
That's not going to go well either.
It's not.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
Let's see. There's a guy. Where's my story? Austin, Texas.
Oh!
Yes, downtown Austin, Texas. There's a guy. He's been staying in a building without permission, so he's been squatting in an apartment building.
Nice.
Yeah, he apparently had a bed, but not a stove. He lit a bag of chips on fire to cook the nachos. I know. He thought he was going to...
amount of logic says chips on fire suddenly produces cheese?
The problem is that the flame spread from his bag of nachos to his bed. He claims he tried to put the fire out. Eventually, he left, and when he came back, the second floor of the building was engulfed.
Oh, God.
Firefighters managed to put it out, but not before it spread to the roof of a building next door.
No!
That went through a multi-million-dollar renovation from last year. All said and done, this dude's going to go to prison for up to 10 years, $1 million of damage. All of them trying to make some nachos.
Guess what they're having the first day he's in prison? You got moved in on nacho day, dude.
Welcome home.
There you go. My story also not from Florida, but it's from Poland.
Hey.
A bunch of dudes went into a bank to do one of them their robbery things.
Yeah.
The robbers stormed in, and one of them said, "Give me all the cash in the drawer." The teller was not being responsive,
uh-oh.
So the other robber used pepper spray on them.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, that's going to make them respond faster,
well,
sir.
Yes.
Make it so they can't see the
thank
cash
you.
Drawer.
What the hell?
Wanted to put that teller out of action so they could grab the cash themselves.
Oh.
There was a heating duct directly behind the teller,
oh.
which blew all of the pepper spray back at the robber. They ended up having to flee the scene empty-handed, where they were easy to spot in the street running around with pepper spray in their faces.
Morons.
Those are some morons for you. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.